to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 2nd, 2022, by Father John Muhlendyke.
I'm waiting in silence. I was waiting for the dogs to do this, and they're not. It's silent. Be thankful. I'm preaching this Sunday because St. Francis, I'm wearing the St. Francis hood. I am a Franciscan, part of the Franciscans of the Holy Cross, and have been for about 13 years. I work also as an Episcopal priest here, so it's kind of one of those neat areas. I got to have a foot in each area. So as I was preparing today, Father Eric said, you know, it's your day. So I got this homily. You know, this is an interesting passage that we're reading. They kind of put this strange passage with St. Francis, and it does fit together. But as a young child, when I heard this passage, and I mean really young, when I was a kid, probably 5, 6, I was always taken to church, and I would hear this passage, and then I would think, wow, Jesus liked eggs, didn't he? And I said, what do you mean Jesus liked eggs? My father asked me, he said, well, you know, his yoke is easy, you know, it's not turned over, the yoke is easy. And honestly, that's what stuck with me all of these years. So I have to go back, and I keep remembering that. And they say confession is good before you preach, so I just confessed. St. Francis in the church is a really monumental figure, and you know that. His brown habit is seen all over, tonsured hair, which I've got a little bit right here, turning bald. His beard, and I don't have that, I took that off, and his surroundings, it's always filled with animals. You see paintings of St. Francis, you see carvings, you see statues, and you got rosaries with St. Francis on it. The church has elevated him to, the saint level. And while his popularity continues to thrive, few people model his actual behavior. They like to have the statue and the trinket, but they don't really understand what he really went through. A good person, but, you know, what did he really do? I'm not talking about feeding the birds or creating rock gardens. The heart of Francis lies in the total attachment to Jesus Christ. He forsook everything for the gospel. He found something that the wise and intelligent people could not get. They couldn't get gentleness and a humble spirit and something that can only be witnessed in the heart of a child. That's the difference. In the section of the gospel just prior to today's reading, we find John the Baptist in prison. And he's out there, and he's hearing about Jesus from other sources, probably the guards, and so he gets somebody to run back as a messenger. And that's right at the point that our reading of today's gospel begins. Jesus had heard this, and so he says, are you really the Messiah? And looking at Jesus is saying, what? You know, I am the Messiah to himself. And then he looks out, and he says, oh, those awful cities that are out there, they don't follow anything. And then he begins with his diatribe today. He's giving a wonderful description of who actually finds the Messiah. Who does it? The Messiah is the one who allows us to be free. So that's what he's looking for. Jesus implies that people make the search of God and freedom too complicated. Have you ever done that? You ever thought religion was a little bit too complicated? It's like, you know, you first come and then you get baptized and then you go to all these catechism classes and then you go into confirmation classes and then you memorize the creeds and you do all this and finally you get in. And then when you think you made it, they say, why don't you come back every single Sunday until you die? Kind of complicated. You better come back every Sunday. Jesus shows that the journey, though, is simple. Christianity is really, really simple. And it's a journey also that's hidden from most people. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, because you've hidden these things. You've hidden them, knowing how to be free and how to live fully. We strive to figure things out for most of our lives, but here Jesus is saying that God has hidden these things deliberately. If you can't figure Christianity out, that's good, because that's the way God the Father wanted it. You're not going to be able to figure it out up here. It's not accessible. You can go all the classes you want, get all the degrees you want. You can go higher and higher and higher, and you still won't get it if you're trying to figure it out with your head. That's the essence of the gospel. He continues and he says, you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Wow. For people who cannot understand complicated things. That's what an infant is. Someone who doesn't get it up here. In this regard, St. Francis was a very simple person throughout his life. He looked at life through the eyes of a child. He spent much of his life in silence. He stayed away from politics. Whichever dog did that, that's fine, good. Stayed away from politics, and when he was frightened by the lepers, he found the courage to touch and befriend them. Wise and intelligent people never got those things. Somehow over the ages, the church remembers the statue of St. Francis always, but they forget how he lived. The church made St. Francis into a venerated holy figure. We know that. The powerful holy contradicts the truth of how St. Francis lived. His brown, worn sandals were replaced by grand statues. His long walks in solitude have been replaced by bird baths. Fasting's been replaced by feast days. Contemplation's been replaced by commercialized trinkets. St. Francis worked for justice. His work for justice has been forgotten. And the most traumatic loss rests with people forgetting that everything in this world is connected. That's the bottom of St. Francis. Everything is connected. The earth, the water, the sky, animals, life, and even death. Everything is connected. It's an illusion to think that you're alone. It's like a teeter-totter. When you push down on one end of the teeter-totter, the other end goes down. When you push down on earth, heaven goes up. It goes back and forth. Everything is connected. We're beginning to realize that now with the global warming, at least the types of hurricanes we're getting, the types of heat waves we're getting, the drought, everything's connected. We thought we could do whatever we wanted. And we can draw water from here, and we can live our life this way, and it doesn't make any difference. And suddenly, like God the Father is saying, hello, it's all connected. St. Francis would have gotten that. So we're beginning to get the connection pieces, and already you have the history of someone who's already connected many of the pieces. People who try to be wise and intelligent and figure things out, who write the laws, who think they know where things are going, they usually end up on the wrong side of the street. But who does get it? It's the youth. It's the children. It's the infants who get it. It's like the dogs in the church today. Most of them are dogs, I guess, yeah. The church today, the dogs get it. They just live, and they come in, and they bark, and they sniff each other out, and they do whatever they're going to do. They just live. They're not thinking about the implications of what they're doing. They're living out of love. We've built an image of God, I think, somehow that our image of God is like, you know, God's here and we got to somehow get there. And the whole gospel message is about not getting there, because God is here. God is right here all the time, not up there. You can't find God with your neighbors. You can't find God in life today. You probably won't find him in the next life either. God's here all the time. God is hidden, though, hidden, but there. The question is, can you see that? God is sometime, I think we tragically think of God's a parent who says, you know, I want to be loved, and so we love God, so if we love God, then God will love us more, but that's not the heart of the scripture. It's God's going to love you no matter what. We forget that God began with love, continues to love us, and is going to love us forever no matter what. Love that keeps coming to us day after day and night after night and year after year. And no matter how badly we speak or act, God is still going to come to us. That's what we mean when we say we're saved by grace, unconditional love. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you believe, God is not going to stop loving you. That's not the nature of love. That's not the nature of this world. God created it out of love. Love is always here. So if you think you've been too bad and don't want to come to church, wrong, come anyway. God's already forgiven you, if that's what you need. But God's not going to stop loving you. It just doesn't happen. St. Francis is an example of that love, that unconditional love. Loved everything. He loved the animals, he loved the birds, he loved the sky, he loved everything. Here's the kicker. When you see in everything love, absolute everything, fear always disappears. When you're embraced in love and you can see that, there is no fear. Fear disappears because we begin to see things as they really are. God sinks in. And the way they really are is a loving God loving us. That's the difference between us and other parts of the world, between the secular world. Our views are different because we know there's a God who's constantly loving. There's no need to fear. There's no need to batter because God has it all in his hand. And we look to St. Francis as an example of that love. If you still feel it's hard to believe that God loves you, no matter what, and you feel like you're carrying worry and guilt around like a sack over your back, search no farther than the second part of the reading today. Jesus said that experiencing God's unconditional love is not hard. Being a Christian really is not hard. It's easy. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Too much. Take it off. You don't need to worry. Rest up. You're okay. God's still loving you all the time. He says, "Take my yoke upon you." And Jesus' yoke is like a strap that binds us to Jesus, and it's so tight you can't ever get out of that strap. His yoke is easy. He's strapping you to himself, and you stay centered in it, and you work as a team with God. And he says, "Learn from me." He doesn't say follow me. He says, "Learn from me, for I'm a teacher, and I'm gentle, and I'm humble in heart. I'm not going to beat you up, and you'll find rest for your souls. Your entire being will feel restful, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And the burden's light because all that means is you need to keep listening. That's all. Faith comes by hearing. St. Francis got it. He got that Jesus' yoke was easy. And any burdens that St. Francis encountered, and he did encounter burdens, but in listening to Jesus, he had the lightness and softness of God's love. And what does that lightness and softness look like? Take a look today at the animals that we're going to bless. They're not arrogant. They're not filled with a know-it-all attitude. And they listen, at least usually. They live with each day, resting in the experience of God's love. They're not trying to figure things out or becoming something or acquiring anything. How else can they live? No other way. For those who are staying to attend the blessing this morning, which I think all of you are, a moment of looking into their eyes may give you a glimpse of God. Have you ever noticed that when you look into the eyes of a dog and they stare back, there's something there that's different? It's just for that moment. It's like, somebody's looking at me, but I'm looking at them. That's God. That's God looking back at you through the eyes of an animal. You can do that with another person too. Or if you're out walking and you see a deer, have you ever seen a deer come up and they just stand and they look right at you? That's happening more. That's the eyes of God looking back at you. So you sit there for a second and you look and say, "Hi, God, how are you doing?" And the deer inside says, "Hi, human, how are you doing?" So you've got those experiences. They're not head stuff. See, that's not head stuff. That's heart stuff, because you know it in your heart when it's occurring. And that's the love of God. As we bless the animals today, may you and I experience what Jesus meant when he said, "My yoke is indeed easy, and my burden is lighter than you think." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.